Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
At Birenbaum and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birenbaum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Hello, I'm Jessica Olson, and I'm here to introduce you to someone whose job it is to stand together with you at the worst of times. Life throws us unexpected curveballs, including losing loved ones, caretaking, troubled retirements, job losses, and legal settlements. Meet certified financial planner Larry Moscat, who pioneered crisis financial counseling. With a background as a clinical psychology practitioner, Larry has helped numerous people see through their crises to a brighter financial future. Larry?
Thank you, Jessica. At our firm, RII Advisors in North Scottsdale, we know terrible times don't usually last, but the effects of anxiety-infused financial decisions can last a lifetime. For 30 years, our prime goal has been to introduce freedom from fear and a feeling of financial security for our clients. We then move forward with safety and best-case outcome results when it comes to the financial decisions made during the worst of times.
To learn more, log on to www.RIIAdvisors.com. That's RIIAdvisors.com for information on how to get help. Once again, that's RIIAdvisors.com for financial counseling during life's most challenging times.
Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
And welcome back again. You are listening to Breakthrough Entertainment live here at the 1480 AM studios, KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac alongside Joseph Erdo, Greg Isaac, and Eric Reinhardt. Greg is missing in action for a little while.
He's getting some coffee.
You sure it's coffee he's getting? That's what I thought.
Can we be a little bit kind to him?
Oh, yeah,
a
little kind. He'll be back soon at a theater or drive-in near you. Okay,
but you know this song, right?
No, what is it?
This is by the Talking Heads, This Must Be the Place. It's from a movie called Lars and the Real Girl, starring Ryan Gosling.
I don't think I've seen that.
Ryan Gosling stars as Lars, and he falls in love
with a real girl.
Well, no, he falls in love with a dummy.
A real doll.
A dummy,
yeah. A doll.
A real girl, look that's a dummy.
Look up realdoll.com.
Girls for dummies. Dummies for girls? No. Well, you said a real girl that's a dummy? Is that what you said?
Well, it's a dummy. He's got
some. You mean she's not the smartest person?
He's got an emotional issues.
Oh, but
this
I gotcha.
This is our intangible love show in honor of the movie Her, which we talked about earlier.
Yeah.
And now we are honored to have on a guest that can tell us all about intangible love, Leslie Doors. She's a marriage consultant and coach. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Great, great. So you're, I don't know if you've seen the movie Her, but you're familiar with the topic, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, great. And so I know we talked a little bit off the air about this, but why do people fall in love with these intangible beings, whether it's a cartoon character or a fictional character or an operating system like in Her?
Well, the reason why people do it is because they can idealize what that being is. So they can create this perfect being for themselves that actually never has to be tested in the real world.
Well, Leslie, this is Dave Isaac. Let me ask you a quick question. Now, it seems to me that sounds similar to just regular dating. To me, I think people sort of play a movie and project out what they're hoping the other person will be, and when they don't match up, that's when they break up. And isn't there some similarities there where you're trying to construct and wish and hope for a person that they're not?
It's absolutely connected, and it's what happens when people get caught up with the concept of wanting to be in love all the time. It's that same searching for that perfect being, and then when they get real-world information that person isn't perfect, which, of course, none of us are, then that's where the problems come in.
Right, yeah. I have a tendency to always... thank you. I always have a tendency to not tell people that I would be terrible, but put women on a pedestal and believe that they're perfect. And that's very unhealthy, isn't it?
Well, if you want to have a lasting relationship, yes, because nobody can live up to that standard, men or women.
Oh, okay.
That totally makes sense. So in your practice, so you're a marriage consultant and coach, is it consulting or is it therapy? Are you a therapist too, or just more of a coach and consultant?
Well, I actually am a licensed marriage and family therapist, but a lot of what I do is education about what a real relationship looks like and how you can make room in your life for another person who has flaws just like you do.
Hmm. So what's some of the advice you'd give? What does a real relationship look like?
Well, a real relationship looks like taking a look at the entire person. And when we have this idealized image of somebody and then that starts cracking, we start looking at all the stuff that isn't what we want as opposed to paying attention to those parts of that person and the relationship that really are good.
Well, that makes sense. And let me ask you this, too. I bet, Joseph, this is probably your next question. But getting back to intangible love, what are some of the things you've seen that people have been infatuated with or thinking they're in love with? What are some of the intangible objects or characters or whatever that you've seen?
Well, they come from movies. They come from books. So there was a whole thing a little while back about Jane Austen's Pride and Prejudice and Mr. Darcy, mm-hmm. and how idealized he was. Christian Grey from 50 Shades of Grey is another character that becomes idealized. And basically, or even celebrities, real flesh and blood celebrities that we don't actually meet. And of course, People magazine and Us and all these other magazines talk about, you know, oh, this person who's seen without makeup, or, you know, who of course doesn't look like they look on screen.
Or TMZ.
Right, right. I mean, and in a way, they're actually shaming these people, where it's like, well, how good do we look when we have 103 temperature? Probably not very good. But these other people aren't ever supposed to look like that because it shatters our image.
Right. Now, before I ask you my next question, I want to invite our listeners to give us a call. And if you have any questions for Leslie Doors, our marriage consultant and coach, 602-252-1480, 602-252-1480. Sometimes people are embarrassed about this. But you know
they're out there and they need help.
Yes. If you have any questions at all about your marriage, and especially if it's on this topic of intangible love, give us a call because we're really interested in this topic.
And you don't have to use your real name.
Very true. Very true. And, you know, I'm using my real name. My name is Joseph, and I am infatuated with and very attracted to Elsa the Snow Queen in Disney's Frozen. So now I know that I'm not having a relationship with her.
No, I have pictures.
Okay. Well, yeah, but is that still okay? So even if I recognize that I'm not having a relationship with her, she's not my girlfriend, it's not going to go anywhere, is it okay? Is there anything healthy about that?
Oh, I think there is a lot of things healthy about that because we get our ideas about what we're interested in, what would possibly be a good match for us from these things. The difference is that you're being realistic about it. Mm-hmm. The difference is that you're recognizing that this is a fictional character, not necessarily somebody you'll meet on the street, but there are qualities of that person, of that character, that can exist in a real-life person, and that kind of helps us figure out who might be a good match for us in real life.
Okay. Yeah. Well, let's take a question right now. Bobby from Phoenix, how can we help you?
Hi. Boy, do I need help. Why is it I don't want to get married? Keep in mind, I'm not 21, and I'm way past 40, but I have no urge to commingle with anybody.
So you don't want to get married, and I'll get you.
And I don't read People or Us, other than I'll look at it at the grocery line.
Okay, so you don't want to get married, and I'll get you over to Leslie in a second, but do you also do you want to be involved other than marriage but committed?
No.
All right, Leslie, back to you.
Well, there isn't anything wrong with that as long as somebody is clear about why. I mean, I'm a big proponent. I don't suggest everybody should get married or everybody should be in a romantic relationship. If you don't want to be, that's perfectly fine. But the problem, what we're talking about is having that kind of relationship or trying to have that kind of relationship with something that actually doesn't really exist.
Oh, I agree with everything you're saying. You're so, so wise. In the sense that I have been married twice, and they were good marriages. It was just me who decided to walk away because I wanted something different, more alone time, poetry writing, gardening, blah, 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 blah. So, yeah, I understand, but I feel badly for the people who look for the idealized person because male or female, it's not there.
So, Bobby, do you still want a relationship? You just don't want to get married?
No, I don't want a relationship either. I don't have time because it does take time, and it takes courtesy.
Okay. Leslie, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And it takes, you have to think about what you're doing before you draw another human being into your realm, so to speak.
True.
Or web.
True. Leslie, any thoughts on that?
I missed the last part of that, if you guys could repeat that for me.
Well, she not only doesn't want to get married, but really doesn't have time for a relationship. And what are some of your thoughts on that if you don't have time?
Well, I think she's really smart because she's correct. Being in a relationship takes time, and the more intimate the relationship, the more time it would take. And that's not necessarily a direct correlation, but I don't know anything that thrives on neglect. So, you know, if you're not willing to spend time with somebody, then it's really going to be hard to have a relationship.
So, Bobby, let me ask you this real quick. Is that if you didn't have to sacrifice any of your time and still be in a relationship that was phenomenal, would that change how you think about it?
Probably not, because no relationship can be that phenomenal. And keep in mind, I work a lot with animals, too, so it's like all my wants are satisfied. To work with, it's like working with children, okay? And it takes a lot of time.
Oh, yeah, well,
so, yeah, it doesn't, there's nothing phenomenal out there. I've been through enough relationships. You know, keep in mind, I'm over 40.
Right.
Yeah.
I know that what it takes. And I think the karmic thing is what scares me the most. If I draw someone into my web, because I think they're really cool, sexy, or whatnot, for that reason only, that's not fair to them.
Yeah, yeah, I see that. And now, Bobby, I'm curious, this might be a little too personal, and so you don't have to answer it, but I wonder, do you have any fantasies in terms of, I mean, not having a relationship, but you still have fantasies, like in terms of me having, you know, being attracted to the Snow Queen? Are you attracted to people?
No, my fantasies I worked out in the real world.
Okay.
And they're done.
Oh.
That's nice. Good real-life fantasies. I like it.
Very healthy, too.
But what I would say, and then we'll get it back to Leslie, is, you know, as long as you're happy and you're fulfilled and you're doing things you want, that makes sense. Leslie, what say you?
Oh, absolutely. That's the critical thing. And because I tell people one of my least favorite words in the English language is the word should. So you should be married. You should have children. You should do this. I'm going, who says? If I don't want to and I'm clear about why I don't want to, then that's all that's important, as long as I'm not hurting anybody else.
Right.
That totally makes sense. No question about it. I think Bobby has left the line.
Yeah.
Crackling. Okay.
And now, we still have a few more moments with Leslie. If anyone else wants to give us a call, 602-252-1480, 602-252-1480. Any questions about marriage or relationships, or especially as it pertains to being infatuated or attracted to intangible beings like cartoon characters or fictional characters or celebrities? Do you have a celebrity crush that you know?
Yeah, like Joseph Erdo. Maybe people want to call in.
Hey, I'd be interested.
Is a cartoon character actually a celebrity?
I don't think I don't think that it qualifies.
But Leslie, let me ask you this: in terms of, well, not just Bobby, but anyone, isn't there a fine line if there's some deep-rooted fear and people? And I'm not saying Bobby has that at all. So let me make that clear. She sounded really happy in her life, but I know other people that have deep-rooted fears about whether they were burned once or twice before, and the pain is so great that they'll say, no, I don't want a relationship by choice, but it's really by fear, isn't that right?
Well, yes, and I think that, you know, Lars and the Real Girl is a real good example of somebody who's been wounded and then is trying to work that out. And that can happen, and so that's why I'm talking about being really clear about why you're making the choices that you're making, whether to be in a relationship because you're afraid of being alone or choosing not to be in a relationship because you've been hurt in the past and you just haven't figured out how to overcome that and get back in the game.
That makes sense. And that's where you come in, I suspect, because consulting, coaching, easing the pain, recognizing and becoming aware of what's motivating you.
Right. Okay.
Absolutely.
Where do you practice, by the way? Are you out here in Phoenix? Or?
No, I'm on the other side of the country. I'm in North Carolina in the Raleigh area.
Nice.
But that's part of why I do the coaching and consulting, because I can do that over the phone or through Skype across state lines, so somebody doesn't actually have to be in North Carolina. Now, to do therapy with me, they actually have to be in North Carolina.
That totally makes sense. That's very explainable. And, we had another caller.
We might
just
have another caller
call in,
but in the meantime, Leslie, you've got a blog. Tell us a little bit about that, and I know you also have got a book out there.
Right. The blog is called A Fearless Marriage because it's just addressing that whole kind of thing about everybody's afraid to be married. Hmm. Or, you know, it's scary. They hear the 50% divorce rate, which, by the way, is not for every marriage. There are ways you can put those odds in your favor. And that's also what the book is about. It's called Blueprint for a Lasting Marriage. That's the main title. There's a subtitle to it. But it's basically having a plan for creating that marriage that you want, or relationship, as the case may be.
Right. And now I'm curious, is the now that we've got all this internet stuff, and I mean, her makes a great point of this with kind of Siri on our iPhones and stuff like that. But as time goes on with the technology and internet and even the media, the inundation of the media, is it making this problem worse of people falling in love with these intangible beings?
I think it does complicate it, because there's a sense that we're in a relationship, but we're not really.
Mm-hmm.
And the more we're communicating by text message or social media, you know, 140 characters on Twitter, that's not necessarily... Now, you can have a deep relationship that way. I want to make very clear that you can, but it still requires that same kind of time and that same kind of feedback from the other person.
Great, great. And now, we were talking about this last week. I went to a New Year's Eve party, and I got a New Year's kiss on the cheek from a girl who I really have been working up the nerve to talk to. I've talked to her a few times, but I don't know if she really knows that I like her in this way. She gave me a kiss on the cheek, and I'm going to go to her birthday party tonight. Any advice for me or anyone in my shoes?
Well, I would try to engage with her about things that she finds interesting. Show that you're interested, but not, you know, try to get some feedback from her as well to gauge her interest. Because one of the hardest things is if somebody's interested in you and you're not interested in them, is how to gently let them know that.
Mm-hmm.
But part of it is to be willing to take your time and also to risk asking her out if that's really what you want to do.
Anything that I can do to kind of like move past that fear of talking to her?
Yeah, take me along with you and I'll be your manager.
Yeah, there you
Wingman.
Go.
Wingman.
Well, a little bit of fear is good.
Mm-hmm.
Overwhelming fear, not so much. But think about it this way. What's the worst thing that can happen? The worst thing that can happen is she says no.
Right.
Okay, so then you're no worse off than you were before you asked.
But Joseph, how would it affect your psyche?
I would
feel
rejected.
Crushed?
I would feel rejected, and then I would probably come on the air and tell you guys all about it.
Then we can help you.
But what if she says yes?
If she says yes, I'd be over the moon.
Over the moon. So you'd have, but the state of equanimity might even be better for you. Not too high, not too low.
Yeah, that's true. I guess so. Yeah.
Well, and part of it is to looking at her as a realistic person, not some idealized person. Meaning, you know, that she's too good for you, or I mean, whatever those nasty fear-based messages that we send ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
To keep us from doing stuff.
Great advice. And now I want to throw it over to Dave here because Dave just got married about 2.5 months ago, and so he's saying that, you know, he's going to renew his vows every year and stuff like that. He's going to be very committed to this. He's had a few failed relationships in the past. So what advice do you have for him 2.5 months into this relationship, this marriage?
New marriage.
And they're head over heels for each other.
Sure.
Yes.
And they want to stay that way. And what he's doing is really, or what he's talking about doing is really great, because most of the time when we stand up and take our marriage vows, we have absolutely no idea what it is we're promising each other.
Mm-hmm.
So if you keep those vows in mind and you actually define them, both you and your partner define what those mean, and then you try to live up to them every day. Now, again, we're not perfect. We're going to mess up. But part of that is in those vows to love, honor, and cherish. And I actually defined those in my book, what those actually mean, to help couples stay on the right track. And the best thing that I could recommend is if there's any kind of challenge that they can't overcome, call somebody, talk to somebody, whether it's somebody like me, whether it's a friend who you know has a good relationship. You want to try to resolve it as early as possible and not let it fester.
Well, it's funny because you your great advice has attracted someone to call my lovely wife, Tricia, on the phone. Hi, Tricia.
Hello, my love. How are you?
Oh, that was a nice voice.
Sexy. Scarlett Johansson?
Again with the word.
Well, I needed to remind you. I didn't want you getting all attracted to Scarlett Johansson's, you know. No. But, you know, I wanted to ask you, not you, Dave, but
Leslie,
the counselor. Do you think, because this is something I think that part of this fascination of falling in love with something that's intangible and making your little, like, real-life fantasy or whatever, I think it has to do with the fact that so much of our society, we have so much instant gratification, but it's also based on selfishness. It's all about me, what I want, what my needs are. We lose track of the joy and the wonderfulness of fulfilling, or not fulfilling, but of having a two-way relationship. What do you think about that?
I agree with you completely. And that's, I talk about being in love as being a somewhat selfish thing, because we're projecting all of our wants, needs, and desires onto this other person before we actually really know who they are. And then when we love somebody, we recognize that they're flawed creatures, and that, by the way, we're flawed creatures, and we love each other anyway, and we're going through and doing this together. But, of course, that takes a certain amount of strength and maturity, because I have to be willing to be disappointed by you every now and then. And nobody wants to be disappointed.
Right. Well said. Yeah. Thank you so much. And Tricia, thank you so much for that great question.
Yeah, yeah.
And I love the way she greeted you, by the way. Hopefully she does that all the time.
All the time.
Yeah.
Forever.
Well,
yes.
I do have to say, though, that when you say, you know, be ready to be disappointed, you know, I think if you love someone and you don't, I mean, If you are always looking out for the best interest of your partner, and they're doing the same thing for you, like my relationship with Dave is, then you know, I get joy from seeing him happy. He gets joy from seeing me happy, and both of us were happy people before we ever met. But now it's like all my friends and family, and I think his too, are just saying, "Oh my gosh, I've never seen you this happy. I can't believe." And it's like, it's not that they are making us happy. It's that the relationship being based on the principles it's based on, you know, is what makes us happy. And so I think then you don't have these unrealistic expectations. You're just living in this wonderful world.
Absolutely. And you've actually found the key right there, is that it's about the happiness of the relationship, and that if the relationship is happy, both of us are happy. But if one of us is unhappy, then the relationship can't be happy. So I always ask the people I work with, is what you're about to do going to promote your relationship or pollute it? And then you make your decision based on that.
Right, right. Well, that's great advice. You know, we want to thank you so much, Leslie Doors, for joining us here on Breakthrough Entertainment.
And thank you, my lovely wife.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yes.
And contact information.
Yeah, that's afearlessmarriage.com, right?
Or yes.
Afearlessmarriage.com, and also say the name of the book again.
It's Blueprint for a Lasting Marriage, How to Create Your Happily Ever After with More Intent, Less Work.
Terrific, terrific. So if anyone's got any additional questions, go ahead and go to her blog, or also you can go to our Facebook site, and we'll get the information to Leslie, and we'd love to have you on again sometime.
Absolutely.
I'd love to come back. Have any time.
Thank you so much, Leslie. Really
You're
appreciate
welcome.
It.
Enlightening, yeah, yeah.
Very, very good. And I know there are a few other people trying to call in. Maybe when we do this again, we'll have them on.
So if they have any, you know, just go ahead and get in touch with us, and we'll get all the information into the right parties. But, you know, I that was very enlightening, and I do want to add that, you know, Elsa the Snow Queen, I'm sure she's got some issues that I don't want to deal with. So I didn't think of that.
Is she frozen?
That. Well, I'm attracted to her physically, but you know what? After seeing the movie, I start to realize, hey, she's got some
issues.
You're
insane. Yeah, right.
That too. But taking us into the break is from Ruby Sparks, Your Name and Mine by the Acorns. Now, this is all about a young guy who writes a book and falls in love with the character who kind of comes to life.
Wow, really?
Yeah, he writes this book and the character comes to life.
I think I saw that one.
Yeah, it's a really interesting movie.
I think it is. And this is Breakthrough Entertainment, 1480 AM.
How could you say goodbye?
And we'll be right back.
Do you you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
At Birenbaum and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birenbaum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Hello, I'm Jessica Olson, and I'm here to introduce you to someone whose job it is to stand together with you at the worst of times. Life throws us unexpected curveballs, including losing loved ones, caretaking, troubled retirements, job losses, and legal settlements. Meet certified financial planner Larry Moscat, who pioneered crisis financial counseling. With a background as a clinical psychology practitioner, Larry has helped numerous people see through their crises to a brighter financial future. Larry?
Thank you, Jessica. At our firm, RII Advisors in North Scottsdale, we know terrible times don't usually last, but the effects of anxiety-infused financial decisions can last a lifetime. For 30 years, our prime goal has been to introduce freedom from fear and a feeling of financial security for our clients. We then move forward with safety and best-case outcome results when it comes to the financial decisions made during the worst of times.
To learn more, log on to www.RIIAdvisors.com. That's RIIAdvisors.com for information on how to get help. Once again, that's RIIAdvisors.com for financial counseling during life's most challenging times.
Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
And welcome back again. You are listening to Breakthrough Entertainment, brought to you by the Breakthrough Thinking Broadcasting Network, live here at 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac, alongside Joseph Erdo, Greg Isaac, and Eric Reinhardt. Reinhardt on the drums. No, I mean on the board.
He likes to do things phonetically.
Producer.
Yeah, so...
What song is this?
Boingo Boingo, Weird Science. From Weird Science.
Weird Science.
And what did they try to do in that movie?
They
created a girl.
Created the hottie, and they wanted to... Yeah, and Robert Downey Jr., one of his first movies.
He played a meanie.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, so this is another one of those intangible love movies where some people fall in love with this thing that is not real.
Again, what was it?
Weird Science.
Well,
they created it.
Kind of was real.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of, yeah.
Created it, yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's say mermaids are kind of real.
Yeah, you know, but she actually had two legs. And all those
not
other
just
great
fins,
parts.
We forgot to ask Leslie about, you know, they do have, like, blow-up dolls. Have you seen those?
No.
But you've heard of,
don't know what you're talking about, Dave.
But you've heard of those.
There is a movie called, I believe, like Blow Up.
What's interesting, see, Dave's the one that's
the documentary.
Late. Dave's late with the news. Like, an example is in the movie Dumb and Dumber, the part when Jim Carrey's leaving the bar and says, "We landed on the moon." They took that from Dave because they found out right before that in 1994 that we actually landed on the moon in the 60s.
Wow.
It was in the 60s.
Yeah. See, once again, he just did.
I remember.
Yes.
So we didn't ask her about that.
No, but I don't know if we want to. Well, you know what? In the future, we will have on a.
We should have David Faustino, who of course played Bud Bundy in Married with Children.
He's very funny.
Is an expert in that.
Yeah, it's in the movie. It's in the sitcom. Yes. Eric, ever see Married with Children?
Oh yeah.
Wasn't it funny? It was funny.
Yeah, it was my favorite show at the time.
Yeah, mine too.
Dave's too.
Very funny. Yeah,
and Greg's.
Yeah, so let's talk.
A little guy, but I loved it.
Me too. I was. Yeah.
Yeah.
We probably shouldn't have been watching it, but that's good.
Oh yeah.
That's why we are what we are.
Kelly
today.
Bundy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, she was great.
So let's talk a little bit about Lone Survivor. Mark Wahlberg plays the lone surviving member in a team of Navy SEALs who are tasked with the mission to capture or kill notorious Taliban leader Ahmad Saad.
Oh,
other stars include Taylor Kitsch, Emil Hirsch, we were talking about him earlier, Ben Foster and Eric Bana.
Oh, Ben Foster got engaged.
Oh, yeah, Eric Bana.
Yeah. Eric Bana, the Hulk.
Eric Banana.
No.
Eric Bana,
I'm happy to see you.
This is based on a true story, okay? And now, if I tell you, I mean, if the movie's called Lone Survivor and Mark Wahlberg is the star, what happens to the other guys?
Well, we already know the story.
Yeah, exactly. You know,
looks good though.
It is very good.
So
again, you kind of know from the title alone, you know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
But you don't know is that this game of, I mean, essentially this is like 10 little Indians. You know that little thing.
No, I don't know that. What is that?
Our listeners know 10 little Indians.
Is that the one where they all die one by one in the house?
Yes.
Oh, you knew that, Eric.
That's an old movie.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, this is. Pretty much like that, where the Navy SEALs get knocked off one by one. If it's called Lone Survivor, it is terribly sad.
Yeah.
And it happens in excruciatingly drawn-out fashion.
Ugh.
These Navy SEALs, they risk, I mean, and this is in real life as well, they risk, and in some cases, in this case, give their lives for the safety of the citizens of the United States of America. They don't go down without a fight. I mean, it is amazing that these guys in this movie, they get shot in the head.
Ugh.
And they keep going. You know? That is amazing.
It is.
And you know, so it's a very graphic movie. I mean, when you're watching this and I mean, there's very little dialogue in it. I mean, they are going down this hill and they're being shot at and they're shooting back and they're trying to save their lives and save the lives of their brothers. I mean, it's so graphic. It's like watching a horror movie, but it is for a good reason. I mean, you see that these guys put their lives on the line, and again they take a bullet to the head and break every bone in their bodies, but they keep moving forward remarkably. I'm giving it a very strong thumbs up.
Excellent. Yeah, I did hear remarkable things. I have seen on TV, Entertainment Tonight or something, an interview with the lone survivor, the real guy, wanting to make sure his friends did not die in vain.
Yes.
You know, that was, he said, the reason. And I think that's going to be a huge box office smash this weekend.
Yeah, I hope so. It's a great movie. I don't know if it's really awards worthy. Some people believe it, you know, it was on a lot of people's best of lists, best of 2013. I wouldn't go that far. It's more of a, I mean, the entertainment value is amazing, but in terms of, it's difficult to watch. It's up there with like 12 Years a Slave, where it's really difficult to watch, except for 12 Years a Slave, it had like the notoriety.
Oh.
Peter Berg, the director, he's directed some, big budget movie. I think
he's an actor as well.
Yeah, he's an actor as well. I mean, did he do Battleship or something, or LA?
Yeah, he did Battleship.
Battleship. I mean, so that's what kind of hurts it, in my opinion. At some parts, it feels more like an action movie where he's exploiting this, where 12 Years a Slave, you're watching it, and it's just unbearable to watch, and then you feel like it's real. This, it sometimes I didn't feel it was as real as it really is. So,
but why 2013 when it's 2014 when it came out?
It was released in LA and New York.
It was. Okay.
Yeah, because that's how they fit all these like really important movies in.
I got you.
And we'll be sure for awards season.
Yes, exactly.
And all that good stuff.
Which in our next segment we're going to be talking about the Golden Globes. So
yeah,
Golden
Globe action, you call it.
Golden Globe action, and So we'll take another break here, and we will play this song from Enchanted, That's How You Know, sung by Amy Adams,
yes,
minus right. the cleavage.
Fantastic cleavage in American Hustle.
And you know what? She was really attractive in Enchanted. I don't know, because she's a cartoon who comes to life. I mean, I thought that was her cutest.
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't she her cutest? No.
With that guy from Delivery Man, the pizza guy.
James Marsden?
Does she also sing normally? I mean, does she have, records out or anything?
I don't know. But you know what? I should. Send you yellow flowers when the sky is gray.
Bum, bum.
Hey.
Oh, nicely done.
He'll find a new way to show you a little bit every day. That's how you know.
It's not just his singing,
that's
it's
how
his gestures.
You know he's
I know, I'm worried about him.
This is good. Who has a wig? Okay. No, the guy, the pizza delivery man. What's
Who?
That guy? Sort of a well known actor. Remember?
What are you talking about?
He delivered pizza delivery man, and he started going out with all these older women.
Oh, yeah, that's
Patrick Dempsey.
Yeah, wasn't he in Enchanted?
Grey's Anatomy?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's what I, yeah.
Yes.
Oh. Okay, I was right. I'm not crazy.
There
he goes again. We got to get a camera in here.
I'm just thinking of Amy Adams, the last time I was actually attracted to her.
Enchanted. What was the last time?
Enchanted.
Because
she was a cartoon character.
Oh,
she's pretty cute.
She is very cute. And this is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM, KPHX in Phoenix. We'll be right back.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
At Birenbaum and Spien PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birenbaum and Spien works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Hello, I'm Jessica Olson, and I'm here to introduce you to someone whose job it is to stand together with you at the worst of times. Life throws us unexpected curveballs, including losing loved ones, caretaking, troubled retirements, job losses, and legal settlements. Meet certified financial planner Larry Moscat, who pioneered crisis financial counseling. With a background as a clinical psychology practitioner, Larry has helped numerous people see through their crises to a brighter financial future. Larry?
Thank you, Jessica. At our firm, RII Advisors in North Scottsdale, we know terrible times don't usually last, but the effects of anxiety-infused financial decisions can last a lifetime. For 30 years, our prime goal has been to introduce freedom from fear and a feeling of financial security for our clients. We then move forward with safety and best-case outcome results when it comes to the financial decisions made during the worst of times.
To learn more, log on to www.RIIAdvisors.com. That's RIIAdvisors.com for information on how to get help. Once again, that's RIIAdvisors.com for financial counseling during life's most challenging times.
Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Reidenauer, Heinten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
And welcome back again. You are listening to Breakthrough Entertainment here live, 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. Brought to you by the Breakthrough Thinking Broadcasting Network. I'm looking at Greg Isaac, no. Joseph Erdo, Eric Reinert, and I'm Dave Isaac. Go ahead, Greg.
Very long introduction. Joseph wanted me to say,
guess
you
what
know,
movie
or
this
guess.
Is from.
I'm just going to throw a guess. Is this from that 80s movie where Jim Carrey and Jeff Goldblum were aliens?
No.
And they came down. And
no, that was funny, though.
It was, yeah. No, this no. isn't from that. Is this from a recent movie?
This is from a movie that actually, I believe, Eric said earlier.
80s.
Yes. Mannequin.
Oh,
oh
really?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, when she's coming to life.
You
and,
can't get more intangible than that.
Who was the actor?
The other one was Earth Girls Are Easy.
Oh, yeah.
Gina Davis.
Many
yes.
of them are, yes.
Yeah.
And some of the
Mannequin,
Martians are, too.
Do You Dream About Me, sung by Alicia.
Alicia. Right? Alicia
yeah.
Copperfield.
I remember, no. I remember watching this movie when I was very, very little. Maybe that's why I am in love with
Alicia.
Elsa the Snow Queen.
Well, who's the actor in there?
I don't
He's
know.
He's famous.
It was James Spader. Wasn't
yeah.
He played
okay.
a bad guy in it. And
yeah.
then it was
Weekend at Bernie's kid.
Yeah, Weekend at Bernie's.
That's right.
Kim
McCarthy.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, very cool.
Andrew McCarthy. McCarthy.
And Kim Cattrall was
Kim Cattrall.
Was the mannequin.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, she's sort of in Sex and the City, sort
yes.
of like loose.
Samantha.
Yeah, too loose. Right, right, Eric?
She's always naked in that show.
Yeah, yeah.
I know we went over this before, but who are you on Sex and the City?
Dave, loose, I like, loose wouldn't be the word to actually use in that case.
Yeah, well, I like
You're
the,
right, she probably
I like the
is.
Married girl that's really nice. Catherine Dave, Karen Dave, something
I
Davis.
What are we talking about?
Charlotte? You're so Chris Kristen. Charlotte?
Yeah, I like her.
Kristen.
Yeah. Yeah, Kristen
Davis. Oh, Charlotte.
Yeah, she's very nice.
Yeah, I think I'd be Carrie. So I don't know.
Oh, who would you be? No, no, yeah. I wouldn't be any of them. But you want to be Carrie,
Eric? I think we both agree we would be Chris Mr. Noth. Big.
Yeah,
yeah,
Chris Noth.
Yeah,
no, thank
yeah,
you.
For different reasons.
No, thank you.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'll be Guy Sebastian or Sebastian Guy.
Sebastian is here
on the Carrie Diaries.
No, but
there's
Sebastian
another
is
Sebastian?
There.
Well, no, I want to be Sebastian Guy.
What is Sebastian
on the Carrie Diaries? He dates Carrie.
Oh, or Sebastian, the butler,
the girl
of
who
the
plays
little
Carrie.
Girl.
No, anyway. Okay.
I'm getting a little
Sebastian.
Scared. We're going to be sharing a hotel room on the Flagstaff.
Oh, my God. Why don't you talk about that real quickly?
Right. Right.
Well,
it's
will.
Really
yeah.
cool.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we've got several things we'll talk about during this break. I mean, during this
How
segment.
Big is the room?
I have no idea. Well, we're going to the Snow Bowl, of course.
Arizona
we
Snow
had,
Bowl. For our snow show, you weren't here that day. That's why
no.
you're not invited.
I'm not going.
They've invited us up to take lessons. I'll be ski lessons. Joseph will be
snowboarding. Because we've never done this before.
Yeah. Yeah. And then we'll invite them back on the show probably next Saturday.
Exactly. Next Saturday.
I believe you guys
Saturday.
Have never been skiing before.
Never been. But I skated my whole life, so I've been hearing that I should be able to catch on pretty quick. So we'll see.
And I'll be hitting on some snow bunnies, right?
Similar.
Is
I
that
hope
inanimate
so. I mean, you haven't
snow
talking
bunnies?
A lot about Sex
animated
in the City,
bunnies.
Though.
Oh, the real ones?
Yeah.
What are they?
I don't know.
Oh. How will you know when you find one?
That's how you know.
Did I say that again?
No.
Oh.
Okay. Well, anyway, so stay tuned to our Facebook site. Go to breakradioshow.com. Click on the big F in the upper right-hand corner.
And we'll have some pictures and updates.
And we'll talk more about
doing.
It. Yeah, we'll talk more about it next Saturday.
Wow.
And we'll have on someone from Snow Bowl. And
absolutely.
So very
cool.
exciting. Yeah.
I think it'll be fun
first
for you guys.
First-hand contact down there. So, I think it'll be great.
Yeah, first-person journalism. And, you know, what's really cool is that's what Breakthrough Entertainment is all about. We're bringing real life, the movies and real life together. Together, you know, showing that you can have some fun and
real life for real people.
Yes, yeah.
Not inanimate.
And these things like intangible love that we've been talking about all day, and it's real.
I wonder if Sebastian knows about intangible love.
Mm-hmm, probably.
No. No, he's looking at me like, "What is that?"
Yeah. All right. Well, I know that
we have pictures.
Well, in a moment we'll talk about the Golden Globes, but before we get to. Before we get to that,
Sebastian and his phone are in love.
Before we get to that, I know that, Dave, you saw a few movies.
I did, and I really liked this one, although you're going to blast me on it. I thought it could be up for Best Picture, Saving Mr. Banks.
I did not like Saving Mr. Banks.
Yeah, that's
I was on the
said.
Fence, but I gave it a thumbs down. I was very bored with it, and I liked the scenes where they're singing the songs from Mary Poppins. And, of course, you know, Tom Hanks does a decent job, and, you know, I thought that...
And the Thompson girl?
Yeah, Emma Thompson. She's always
phenomenal.
Terrific.
Very, very good. But I like the dual setting where they're, you know,
her life as a little girl.
Yeah.
I did not like that part.
Oh, I love that part.
You did?
Yeah, because it told the story as it was unfolding. I thought it was clever and really interesting to show why she is the way she is.
Okay.
And I thought that was interesting. It was very clever. I thought it was a really sweet movie. Could be up for... Is it up for Best Picture? Or
it
no?
is. Let's see the Golden Globes. We'll talk about them shortly. But it's not on the Golden Globes list for Best Picture. But
Could be the Academy, but not
be.
That.
It could be, yeah.
Yeah.
And it was on a lot of people's best lists. Again, I didn't strongly hate it. I was kind of on the fence about it.
Yeah.
At first, I was giving it a thumbs up because of the acting and because of certain scenes in the movie. But overall, I did end up giving it a thumbs down. I heard you on the Thursday show say that you actually thought it could be Best Picture of the year.
Yes, I did. Ladies and gentlemen.
Stick with your last Vegas choice, okay? I'd have much more respect for you if you chose that.
Oh, wow. He's hitting below the belt, Mr. Gray. What do you say? That's what I would say. Okay. I liked no, I thought it was
no
good.
No comment on that. But stop moving so much.
I'm moving?
Yeah,
I'm not moving. I've lived at the same place for like 10 years. Oh, you don't mean moving.
No. Your chair.
I'm dancing. Come on. Haven't you seen anyone dance on a chair?
I'm going to sing this.
It's called the snow dance.
I know we're a few minutes off from it still, but we're all going to sing this last song.
Oh, is it a good one? Do
yeah,
I know
it's
it?
It's a great song. You know it.
I did think it was good. I think Tom Hanks, though, and Captain Phillips had that type of performance that could earn him Best Actor.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to be on... Sorry.
12 or 11. Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
So do you agree with that I think Tom Hanks had, because of the role, I thought he's always a great
actor. Not in, I don't know if he did that terrific of a job in Saving Mr. Banks.
No, in Captain Phillips.
In Captain Phillips, yes.
Could he win? Is he up for it?
We'll talk about that shortly. Did you have any other movies that you wanted to talk about? I know.
Well, we talked about Walter Mitty last time, right?
Yeah, we talked about Walter Mitty.
I think that's it.
Speaking of Walter Mitty, I wanted to mention this, that, you know, we get award screeners. I've got some award screeners from the end of the year, you know, and I know never to lend these DVD screeners out to anybody because they could get in the wrong hands.
Apparently, you're in big trouble, right?
Yes, you get in very big trouble. And so, I mean, this other critic that I was talking about earlier, he was asking to borrow someone's Her screener.
Oh, Her screener?
Yes.
What's a Her screener?
A screener of the movie Her that we talked about earlier.
I thought it was like, child birth control.
But he wanted someone to lend him this screen. He wanted someone to lend him this screener. And I thought that was
Yeah, you can't
terrible,
do that. That's
terrible.
Bad. We don't like that.
Why
whoever
didn't he
does
have
that.
One?
Yeah.
I don't know why. I don't know. I mean, so, but you don't do that, and you don't ask anyone to do that, because things like this happen.
A Her screener. That's a pimp.
Okay. The Ellen Show. You know, Ellen DeGeneres?
Oh, yeah.
Her show got a screener of the movie The Secret Life of Walter Mitty.
Oh.
And that leaked online, and it's got a watermark on it that says The Ellen DeGeneres Show.
That's
so
bad.
So they know right where it came from. And
I agree with you. Got to remain ethical at all times.
Yes, exactly.
That's why we love you, Joseph.
Yeah. But go out and see The Secret Life of Walter Mitty. We all agree that's a great
movie. I liked it. Liked it a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And love so, Ben Stiller.
What else did you see, Greg?
Oh, you know what? I saw part of a movie that I know we reviewed months ago, and of course we've been talking about Scarlett Johansson a lot today, and she was in this.
Yeah.
I didn't even know she was in this until I watched it. Hitchcock.
Okay, I did not care for that.
Oh, you
did? I did not
no.
see it.
Yeah, and I from what I saw of it, I thought it was pretty good.
Okay, I know that my colleague at AZ Weekly, Stan Robinson, I think that was on his best list.
Previous year.
Mm, interesting.
No, absolutely. I mean, you can't get Scarlett Johansson and Jessica Biel. I mean,
wait till you hear her voice without seeing her. Oh my!
No, yeah. No, you actually have to see her.
No, this was good.
No, you have to. Yeah.
No.
Shut okay. Up.
No.
Yeah. I liked it. I mean, again, the movie Psycho, I like a lot. Mm-hmm. You know, it's one of the few black and white
Bates
movies
Motel,
I could.
The TV show, Bates Motel.
Oh, okay. I haven't checked that out yet. So, yeah, I'd probably like that. But, no, I thought the way they put it together was good. And I do like movies that go back in the time a bit, not true stories, especially old-time Hollywood like that. Yeah. So that's why I was like, yeah, this is pretty entertaining. Again, I probably had another half hour or so to go, so you know, I'll check it out next
time. Oh, you
got to
see part two.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
But from what I saw so far,
great.
Yes.
So good.
Well, in our last few minutes, let's talk a little bit about the Golden Globes. They are tomorrow, right?
They are tomorrow.
Oh, they are?
I have no idea.
Take your word for it.
And we'll just do a few of these main categories.
Yes.
For Best Picture Drama, you've got 12 Years a Slave, Captain Phillips, Gravity, Philomena, and Rush. I would say Captain Phillips all the way.
Say it again. Which one?
12 Years a Slave, Captain Phillips, Gravity, Philomena, and Rush.
No question. Captain Phillips. Yes. No doubt about it.
That's for drama. For Best Picture Comedy or Musical, there's American Hustle, Her, Inside Llewyn Davis, Nebraska, The Wolf of Wall Street. I would say it should be Inside Llewyn Davis, but I would be happy if it was Inside Llewyn Davis, Nebraska, or The Wolf of Wall Street.
Yes, now we're
They're
talking.
All on my best list.
Yes, good. I like it.
For a director, you've got Alfonso Cuarón from Gravity, Paul Greengrass for Captain Phillips, Steve McQueen, 12 Years a Slave, Alexander Payne for Nebraska, David O. Russell for American Hustle. I think that Paul Greengrass deserves that for Captain Phillips.
I would agree. Terrific absolutely. Direction. No question.
For screenplay, you got Spike Jonze for Her, Bob Nelson from Nebraska. That would be my pick. You've also got Jeff Pope from and Steve Coogan from Philomena, Jeff Ridley, 12 Years a Slave, and Eric Warren Singer and David O. Russell for American Hustle.
Spike Jonze.
It's okay. I wouldn't be upset with that. Foreign language film. My pick. I'm not going to name them all, but my pick for that, The Hunt. You got to see. If you see one foreign language film from 2013, that one's
gonna
probably
called the Warm
win.
Blue
no,
Color.
Blue is the warmest color.
Yeah, that one.
It's okay, but it's too much, too artsy.
Too artsy.
The Hunt is going to send you on an emotional roller coaster ride. So definitely check that one out.
Yeah, but what about? Okay. We'll
actor,
talk later.
Yeah. Actor drama. You've got Chiwetel Ejiofor from 12 Years a Slave, Idris Elba from Mandela, Tom Hanks, Captain Phillips, all the way.
I would agree.
You've also got Matthew McConaughey from Dallas Buyers Club. He does a good job there. And Robert Redford from All Is Lost.
That was, that's a tie with Captain. Okay. That was very close between two great actors.
Yeah.
Tom Hanks and Redford.
I would respectfully disagree.
Respectfully.
Yes.
I've been elevated.
Actor comedy musical, you got Christian Bale, American Hustle, Bruce Dern, Nebraska, Leonardo DiCaprio, The Wolf of Wall Street. That would be my pick. Oscar Isaac, your friend, Inside Llewyn Davis, your cousin, and Joaquin Phoenix from Her.
I would say, that's tough between Joaquin and Leonardo.
I'd say Leonardo, but either one,
Very, very cool stuff.
Actress drama, Cate Blanchett from Blue Jasmine, Sandra Bullock, Gravity, that would be my pick. She does a great job. Judi Dench, Philomena, Emma Thompson, Saving Mr. Banks.
That's my pick.
That would be okay, too. And Kate Winslet, Labor Day, I have not seen that yet.
I haven't seen it.
Actress, comedy or musical, Amy Adams, American Hustle, Julie Delpy, Before Midnight, Greta Gerwig, Frances Ha, and Julia Louis-Dreyfus from Enough Said, that would be my pick all the way, and Meryl Streep from August, Osage County.
Enough Said all the way.
Okay.
Thank you. We're agreeing on most of these.
Yes. An animated feature, Croods, Despicable Me 2, and Frozen. Frozen all the way.
Haven't seen it, but I will.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And let's see. Best song, I would say definitely Let It Go from Frozen. But I would be okay with Please, Mr. Kennedy from Inside Llewyn Davis. No, that'd be okay.
I haven't seen that one, but I will go Please, Mr. Kennedy.
Musical score, I would say Stephen Price from Gravity. For actor supporting role, Daniel Brühl from Rush, I would say deserves it. And actress supporting role, Julia Roberts from August, Osage County. Again, she does a great job. We talked about her earlier. Eat your fish, eat your fish, eat your fish, eat your fish.
Wow, I love fish.
Yeah, but there's a lot more profanity in that as well.
Oh.
Yeah.
So
go check out the Golden Globes this weekend, tomorrow, and,
Does it have a bearing on the Academy, how this goes?
Not really. Yeah. But, sometimes it might, but...
What's the difference between this and the Academy?
Academy is... Golden Globes is the... international.
It's easy for you to say.
Yeah. Hollywood Foreign Press and all that stuff.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. So, but anyway, since we've got another minute in the show.
Yeah.
From Mannequin 2 is going to take us out of the show. So we talked about Mannequin, but Mannequin 2, again, Kim Cattrall was in this. Mm-hmm. Starship singing Nothing's Gonna Stop Us Now. I would love it if you could all like sing along with me.
We'll sing along with you.
You could sing along.
I don't know the
you.
Words, but here we go.
Because I, Eric, you're a great singer as well.
You're a great singer.
I want you to... Cause
what's it called?
Nothing's Gonna Stop Us Now. Looking in your eyes, I see a paradise.
This
world that I found is too good to be true. Come on, everybody. Standing here beside
I'm trying to
you.
Get the lyrics.
I don't know the lyrics
so
yet.
Much to give
there
you
we go.
This love in my heart.
Keep going. I
that
got
I'm feeling million. For you. You'll at least know the chorus.
There we go.
Chorus. Let them say we're crazy. I don't care about that.
Put your hand in my hand,
baby. Don't ever look back. Let the world around us just fall apart. Baby, we can make it if we're heart to heart, everybody.
And we
can build this thing together, standing strong forever. Nothing's gonna stop us now.
Wow.
And if this
I can't sing
world runs out of lovers, we'll still have each other. Nothing's gonna stop.
This is 1480 KPHX, Phoenix.